Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Hi, how are you? Well, that's what I came out here to LA for, and it hasn't happened. And I said that it might not happen. I've been doing it for so many years. I'm achieving like a gold record or a Grammy. But I'm not giving up because I'm just being primed to go. I want to say to all of you, don't take what I say negative. I always have to be positive. I release my records and I have to continue to go for it. Again, I have so many obstacles in my life, and I don't like being negative, but I have to talk about these because these are the reason why I struggle or I question situations around me, because I'm not giving up. But whatever I do, I know I came a long way, and it's not good enough for me to just be an indie artist or to be unknown, obscure singer or to be forgotten. I like to at least get to the next level, to at least know that my songs can be on the Billboard chart or to be sung by somebody or to be an artist or with a major label or something. I feel I deserved it after all the years of struggle and all the years of dealing with the evil around me. I didn't realize that at this stage in my life that I didn't anticipate dealing with people around me who exhibit lower, in my opinion, lower than good qualities, and not respecting me. You know, all these, you know, I can't worry about these individuals because I only have control of myself. These are individuals I would never deal with in this lifetime. But they're so obsessed with trying to destroy me or hinder my potential. I don't understand it. Some of them are African-American, which I don't understand the evil in that situation. As I said before, I'm very open, but I'm not an idiot. And black-on-black crime is so prevalent. When I look at it and you see on the news and in my own life where black African-Americans kill and rob and harass and target other African-Americans on a daily basis. Some African-American people have lost their lives, and I'm not going to be the next one. While they are, most African-Americans like me do not participate in any negative behavior or harass other people, regardless of color. And they are most African-Americans, I repeat, most African-Americans are not criminals. But I'm not going to be no Kanye. I'm not Kanye. I'm not going to say something that's mean or controversial and destroy myself or somebody else or Sinead O'Connor. I'm telling the truth. You know, I'm open, but I'm not naive. It is a fact. The African-American community needs to address these issues. It's not just African Americans and Latinos. It's the whites, hoodlums who can't mind their business. I even had some people say they're Republicans. I'm not a Republican. I'm sorry. I'm always have been an open-minded progressive liberal. I always think in the mindset of, you know, people, you know, Bill Clinton, or if you think of Barack Obama, or if you think of, you know, Jimmy Carter, the president, or you think of Nancy Pelosi, or if you think of Schumer, Senate Majority, that's who I think. Like, of course, I have respect for Republicans who have respect for me. There are Republicans who do have respect, you know, regardless of party. We have to be human beings. But I'm always going to be a Democrat. I don't know why they come around me and say these things. And these people say that they're Republican, say that they're homophobic, they want gay marriage to end, they want, you know, call me the N-word. I don't need these racists around me. That's exactly why I would never endorse any type of social conservatives or conservatives. Because in my opinion, while I'm not trying to put down conservatives, some conservatives are racist. Some are. I mean, I don't endorse that type of beliefs. I don't want that around me. They're racist of all types of all, and people believe in all, regardless. But these people are trying to take away my dreams. When they say I'm making songs for nothing, I realize that's so offensive because it's a professional business. I am going to release these songs, or hopefully in some way be released. But I don't know why would they say that. You know, it's just, I don't want, and one of them, some of these people are sick. You know, they come around once in a while. Some of them are sick. They got mental illness. They're looking at me as some leader with some ulterior motives. They're criminals and they're seriously sick. If they want a leader, look, go to a psychiatrist and find somebody who can help them. I mean, they stuck in the past. They stuck in 1993 or 2002. That's over. That's over. If they stuck in the past, they go to a mental hospital. They're looking for a leader. Look for someone else. As I say, I'm transcends all colors. I prefer to be around people who I prefer to be around. But I try to be very open. But I'm not naive. The truth is that I met people regardless of color, or religion, or status, who really really want to take me down. And it was painful to deal with evil. And I can't believe simply because if I have a talent to write or sing, or if I have ambitions to, in that department, if I have ambitions to go to school, to have something to fall back on, I attract people who want to undermine that, or think that's a, I like, it's almost like it's a pariah being that way in this neighborhood. They have nothing better to do with their lives. I think it's not a lot of people are doing it all over this area, black, white, and brown. Go find somebody else. If they were wise, if they were healthy, move on. If they don't, then they're dangerous, something wrong with them. And they're going to destroy themselves or get themselves in more trouble. Whatever they're waiting for, I'm not going to be around them in any way, shape, or form because it's negativity. Negative people bring negative consequences. They cannot stop participating in negativity. I'm not out here in L.A. to deal with that. I'm not out here in L.A. to be their therapist. I'm out here to be an artist. I'm out here to be whatever I need to be to succeed. I just couldn't believe it. I dealt with this. But I have to just keep firm to what I believe. Stay away from forever. Only go to people who I want to hang out with. And I have that right. And just be hang around with positive people or people who inspire me and move on. seriously, these people need a psychiatrist, us, you know, to keep, teach them how to move on from the past. Or teach them to stop doing things. I'm not here to deal with that. I'm not a therapist. But I am going to do my own thing. If you got a dream, you have to keep doing it. To all those who have dreams out there, you want to be a doctor, lawyer, business person, artist, nurse, whatever, keep to that dream and don't give up. My niece is going to be a, try to be a nurse. I think she can do it. She dropped out, and I, you know, it's just, but all of the thing is do the best you can, you know. The only thing I can do is do the best I can. But when someone says I'm making songs for nothing, that's not true. It's a professional business. When I register those songs, when I play that keyboard and register the song, that's professional. Because when that song is out, you know, even if you make a dollar, and I made very, very little, I made really much nothing to show for it. I didn't really make anything. But still, I made more than a dollar, a few, you know, a few dollars, $2-3, which most artists and songwriters do. It's still professional. But, you know, while it's painful that I had a very difficult life outside of music and within, I'm not giving up. I'm not making songs for nothing. And I stay away from dream killers. The dream killers are around me. And the dream killers could also be within me, too. Kept doubts and so on. And I try to erase those doubts. Because I ain't going to take away my own dream or sabotage myself. Trying to just do the right thing. And I tell people all the time, I tell you, I love people regardless of color, creed, race, color, sexual orientation, sexual identity. I don't care who you are. As long as you're good. I mean, if you're a criminal, no. Criminals, no way. No criminals, regardless of where they come from. I don't endorse criminals. I don't want to be a role model to criminals. These are, you know, no. And I don't want to be with somebody who can't accept me for who I am. I did mention about being gay. I was always been gay. And as people say, oh, I have to like girls. I mean, that's sick. They made it to a facade. We're in 2022. We're not in 1940. So I can be who I need to be. That's why I have to be open-minded with my situation. But I tell you that if you have a dream, if I know somebody who have a dream, I ain't going to take it away. Because that's not how I live. It will hurt me if I take someone else's dream away. But it will hurt someone else if they try to take mine away too. It's really the universe responds to how we act. Directly or indirectly. When you do bad things to people, it comes back to you. Sooner or later, if you do good things to people, it comes back to you. I suffered too much. And I know that if I say something that is controversial, and I'm going to say that some people said they have audio tapes of me talking, oh, in my house saying controversial things. I'm like, first of all, I love all people. But if they have me saying something that's contradict what I say, you know, first of all, that is wrong to violate my inside my home. It's eavesdropping. It's wrong. Because they think I might become famous. That's not an excuse to be a peeping Tom or to listen to I have audio tapes of me in my bedroom talking, because that you can go to jail for that. And it will be a lawsuit. Because that's a crime. You can't listen or look in someone's private area. Bedroom, bathroom, living room, kitchen, dining room, anything where the windows are closed. Well, the windows are covered. You can't look in or listen to my conversation. You can go to jail for 3 years. It's a felony. It's a misdemeanor. That's what criminals do with the state penitentiary. They went to prison for that. But also, I never would say stuff that's pertaining, that I would never say anything that goes against my values or what I say on podcasts. I am open-minded. But again, there are criminals who make me so angry. I mean, these people come around sometimes. Maybe they come, if they don't have no home, they don't have nothing, or whatever lack thereof, I already went through that. Look for it somewhere else. Do it the right way. It's, you know, you don't go make yourself. Don't come over here. No way. I don't have nothing for you. I mean, I have these people talk about my little bitty home. That's all I have. I don't have much to show for all the hard work or effort I try. I have talents. I'm a genius, but I don't want my genius to be hampered or my economic chances to be hampered by some deranged, dangerous person. That's why I stay away from the dream killers. So I stay away from alcoholics or drug addicts because they tend to lack ambition. They tend to do bad things. I learned that growing up, hanging around with alcoholics, drug addicts. I can't do this. Can't hang around with no criminals who have a bad past background. Can't hang around with no drug dealers, drug addicts, regardless. Can't hang around with no sociopath. Can't hang around with no pervert. Can't hang around with no someone with a severe mental illness because they're not well enough to be around. Or because of their illness, they harass me. People with severe mental illness can do evil things to innocent people, and I experience some evil stuff from some people with severe mental illness. While most people who have mental illness are not dangerous, sure, I suffer painful experiences so severe. I suffer post-traumatic stress disorder. Some people suffer depression, but they don't go around hurting people. But I had people who were homeless or people once in a while come over to I have, you know, because of their illness, target me, call me names, and one of them committed a severe ID theft and even made 911 abuse. So I stay away from those type two. They're not well enough, and they're not well enough, and they do bad things to people. That's why I'm glad that care law passed to put them in the hospital. And I even have people who think that because of my podcast or because of my allegations about something was wrong with me, I'm perfectly fine. I'm just reacting the way a rational person would. Something would be wrong with me if I didn't address these issues. You know, I didn't come in this life to be victimized. So I stay away from dream killers. And I don't victimize other people. If anybody's good, you let people be, and you leave people alone, and you do your own thing or move on. You want your dreams, you want to make it to the next level, you have to just plug in the hard work, take your chances, take risks. Don't try to hinder me or somebody who you think looks like a victim, because it's not going to, you're not going to get very far. It's going to make the situation worse for the criminal. Positivity is the way, but I also have to be careful. Have tenacity to go for my dreams. Be positive to people. Try to be good to my fellow man, but I'm not naive. When I talk about black on black crime, I am not no racist. It's just the way, it's just the truth. But I'm, because there are a lot of good black people who don't do those things, but unfortunately, a few do. But also, I experienced Latin, Mexican, or Arab, or Asian, white, you know, it doesn't matter what race you are. There are people who are, there's good and bad in everybody. I stay away from the bad. I don't want the bad coming around. I'm open-minded, but I'm not naive. I'm not going to be something I'm not. I'm not going to try to be or live a life that I cannot live. I'm going to be outspoken, and I'm going, as long as I ain't bothering nobody, then I'm fine. I am who I am, and that's all I can be. But I, and what I am is that I'm not making songs or music for nothing. That's negativity. Maybe they're jealous. But see, that's negative. Constant negativity. They realize something. That person's not someone you could be around. Well, a sociopath, or they don't feel good about themselves, or they, you know, something wrong with them. Move on. I don't have time for that. Spend all day putting people sitting out there putting me down, calling me down, saying I can't make it. I'm too fat, too ugly. I don't perform. I should have been in West Hollywood. I did all those. I did was in West Hollywood before many years. I was unlucky. I was not lucky like some people. So when they say all those things constantly, it shows what kind of person they are. Not only that negative, they're evil. I can't hang around with that. Even if they weren't evil, you can't make me like you. I can't make somebody else like me either. So I can't, if you can, you know, you have to just move on. As I said before, there are people who don't like me, even though I want to be around them. And that's not good. I don't feel good about it, but I have to move on. I can't make that person like me. There's other people who will. So I have to just turn my nose up and move on. It's like these people are envious. So they take out, they act out on their envy to do something evil to me. That's not good. Well, that's what sociopaths or evil people do. They act out on their belief. Should I get envious of people like Taylor Swift? I mean, she deserved the success she got. I'm envious because I didn't get that hit. I'm envious, but I didn't get that hit. But, and it's, I feel like I should have. But you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say that I'm not going to act out on any bad vibes, because I'm not that type of person. What I do with that envy is to try to make a better song or write songs and continue to go for my dreams. And also wish Taylor Swift the best of luck, because she deserves the success she made. She's very talented. And she was lucky. That's her karma. And congratulations to her album being number one. That's the kind of person I am. I look at something, whatever I feel, they deserve it. I only say accolades. She deserves all the accolades she deserves. At the same time, whatever I feel, I go continue my dream. Because I'm a good person. I'm not evil. That's what but unfortunately, dream killers and sociopaths do that. They act out on their evil beliefs. Stay away from those types all the time. And I'm not making songs for nothing. I'm making songs to try to get to that dream, to where I can make a living at it. Good day, good night from Dove Night.